Zahardi souls. So yesterday we pointed out that there are restrictions on real estate transactions between Jews and idolaters in the land of Israel based on the restriction of giving idolaters land in Eretz Yisrael. As Pasuk says, Lo sechonem, lo titen lem chanaya bekarka. So we rule, in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yossi, which is that in the land of Israel you can rent them homes, but not fields, because fields has the additional component of now they're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvos of Trumos and Maestros. In Chutz La'aretz, you can sell whatever you want. You can completely transact it because it's totally in Chutz La'aretz. And that middle category of Surya, which is what we call the Kibush Yachid, you're allowed to sell homes and you can rent out fields. However, there is a clause here, and tonight we'll probably just keep it to one Mishnah in the interest of time. So, Afi Malkum Shamr Lahaskir Lo Leves Dira Amru, that even in a place where you're allowed to rent out homes, let's say in the land of Israel, that cannot be for residential purposes. Mivnei Shu Machnes Asocha Avodazara Shenemar Velo Savi Soeval Beisacha. That as the landlord, you are responsible for what is brought into that home by way of Avodazara. So if I were to rent out my home on a residential basis to an idolater and they started bringing idolatry in there, so I am responsible for that. That's an Isra D'Oraisa. Even though I did nothing except rent out the home, and you could say this guy is doing it on his own time and on his own dime, but it doesn't make a difference. So in terms of these transactions, it would have to be a situation where it wouldn't be possible for a person to bring in, it would be like a commercial arrangement as opposed to a residential type of arrangement. It's a different issue. This is again back to a Shabbos issue, that to rent out a merchatz, let's say people used to go into the business of building public bathhouses, right? And then they would rent them out, franchise them basically, okay, to various operators. That was a whole different industry. So it would still be known as the Rappaport public bathhouse or the Myers public bathhouse. And if it were being operated on Shabbos, it would look like a Jew was actually operating these things on Shabbos. So the truth of the matter is that it depends on the nature of the industry. And it's an industry where it's a straight rental arrangement that really is a problem. But what we call arisos, like sharecropping, where it's more based on a percentage, so that's less of an issue. So for example, if a Jew has a field and they have a non-Jewish sharecropper who's working for a certain percentage on an annual basis, so they're really working for themselves, right? A daita d'nafshei ka'avid, because they're looking for their percent in this, right? So they produce more, they're going to get a greater percentage, and the like. So if you have an arrangement where it's not just a straight rental fee, right? You get to operate this bathhouse, you pay me $10,000 a month, and you can keep whatever you take, you know, in over that. If you make 15, you keep 5. That's where the problem is going to come in. You know, if it's a percentage thing and you say, okay, you'll take 30% and I'll take 70% or whatever the arrangement is, so then he's really working for himself. You know, whether it is the mechtzel, the shlish, or the revia, as we say, whether it's a 50%, a 33%, a 25%, whatever the scenario is, so that already takes it away from the Jew's responsibility in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. So again, there's a major distinction that we have to be aware of in terms of straight rentals versus percentage-based you know, kinds of arrangements, which are fundamentally less problematic. But in terms of Avodah Zarah, that's a firm restriction. That's not subject to negotiation. Lo Savi Soeva El Beisacha, one isn't allowed to rent on a residential base.